Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
Hello, 我是 Buffy.
And today we're going to talk about a Japanese character.
That's right.
Buffy, do you know any Japanese characters?
Of course, Doraemon, Doraemon. He's a robot cat that comes from the future and he's blue.
Right. Japanese characters are usually cute and they really seem to make people happy.
That's right.请容许我尖叫三秒啊！为什么我要尖叫呢？因为今天的课程主题我超爱的，到底是什么主题呢？赶快来看看今天的文章，你就知道咯。Let's go!
Rila Kuma.
He's adorable, soft, and of course, super kawaii. It's Rilakkuma.The lazy and cute bear. His name comes from the Japanese words for relax and bear. That's why Rilakkuma is often sleeping and eating. His cute face makes him one of the most popular characters in Japan and Taiwan. Rilakkuma's story is this.Kaoru is an average office lady in Japan. One day, Rilakkuma and his friends suddenly appeared in her apartment. From that day on, they bring happiness to Kaoru's life and make her laugh every day.
Super, super. The boys were super hungry and quickly finished their meals. The boys were super hungry and quickly finished their meals. Lazy, lazy. I become lazy on rainy days and don't want to do anything.I become lazy on rainy days and don't want to do anything. Word. Word. My baby cousin's first word was mama. My baby cousin's first word was mama. Suddenly. Suddenly. The sky suddenly turned clear and blue.After hours of heavy rain. The sky suddenly turned clear and blue after hours of heavy rain.
So let's start with our article.
Okay. It starts, he's adorable, soft, and of course, super kawaii.
是的，今天的主题就是拉拉熊，有没有很开心？因为它超可爱的啦。那文章说到呢，它很可爱，又很柔软，而且还 super kawaii。kawaii 就是日文可爱的意思。这里看到 adorable 形容词，可爱的。它的动词是 adore， 崇拜、爱慕，也就是非常喜欢的意思。For example, I can say that I adore May Day. 我很喜欢五月天，我很崇拜五月天。那这边呢，看到今天的第一个单字 super. Jeffrey, what does super mean here?
Super means especially or particularly. So it makes something seem bigger or more important. So we could say the boys were super hungry.And quickly finished their meals. The boys were super hungry and quickly finished their meals.
That's right. Super 在这里是副词，表示特别的怎么样，格外的怎么样。那它也可以当形容词，表示非常好的 super。刚刚老师的例句是说呢，这些男生非常饥饿 ，super hungry， 所以很快地就吃完了他们的餐点。Okay, let's continue.
Right, who are we talking about? Well, the article tells us. It's Rilakkuma, the lazy and cute bear.
没错没错，里拉库玛就是拉拉熊 ，the lazy and cute bear。这里看到今天第二个单字 lazy。Jeffrey, please tell us what it means.
Lazy.、Well, lazy is spelled L-A-Z-Y, and it means not involving much energy or activity. Okay, it's very、right. slow and relaxed.
Like,lazy, I feel lazy.
Right, so an example sentence of lazy is, I become lazy on rainy days and don't want to do anything. It's true.I become lazy on rainy days and don't want to do anything.
是的 ,lazy 这里是形容词表示懒洋洋的慵懒的。那通常像夏天啊大家活动力很低就会有 lazy, feel lazy 这种状态。那例句的意思是说我在雨天的时候呢会变得慵懒而且不想做任何事。Well,不知道大家什么时候会 feel lazy 呢？千万不要回答我是在学英文的时候哦。OK, 打起精神来。Let's continue. What does the article say about Rilakkuma next?
Well, his name comes from the Japanese words for relax and bear.
What? 原来他的名字是日文 relax 加上 bear 而来。I didn't know that. 我之前都不知道耶，真的是太有趣了。这边看到今天第三个单字 word， 请 Jeffrey 来我们解释一下吧。Please, Jeffrey.
Word. A word is the smallest unit of language that people say or write.
That's right.
Okay, we use words to speak and write and use our language, English or Chinese or any other language.
That's right.
Okay. So, for example, my baby cousin's first word was mama. My baby cousin's first word was mama.
没错 ,word, 名词表示单字或词的意思，也就是人类说话或者写作的最小语言单位。就像婴儿牙牙学语的时候啊，都是从一个字开始的。My baby cousin's first word was mama. 我小表弟的第一个会说的词呢就是妈妈。大家还记得你们第一个会说的字或词是什么吗？ What was your first word when you learned to speak?
Probably it was also mama.
Okay, mine was daddy.、Ooh. 我第一个会说的词是 daddy, 爸爸。不过是我妈告诉我的所以我也不知道。Okay, let's get back to the article.
So,Rilakkuma's name、mm-hmm. comes from lazy and bear.
Relax and bear.、Right.
Yeah, relax and bear. Thank you. And that's why Rilakkuma is often sleeping and eating. These are kind of lazy、
that's、
activities.、
Right.
It doesn't take much energy to sleep, of course. And、mm-hmm. sitting around eating can be、
it's、
a、
relaxing.
lazy thing, too.
It's relaxing.
It's relaxing, sure.
是的，因为它的名字是 relax 加上 bear.That's why, 这就是为什么拉拉熊总是在睡觉跟吃东西。那我们这边看到 that's why, 它跟 that's because 有什么不同呢？赶快有请我们英文快通来帮我们解说吧。
英文
快通
，Oh yeah!
Hello, 大家好，我是 Vincent, 欢迎收看英文快通。在中文里面我们常表达因为所以，但在英文里面它的表达方式可就不只有一两种咯。那么今天我们就要来为大家介绍在英文当中两个很常会被搞混的因果关系句。准备好上一堂逻辑课了吗？ Let's go! 今天要跟大家介绍的是 That's why 跟 That's because 的差别。Why 是疑问副词，后面带出的句子是在询问某一件事情的原因，而 because 是从属连接词，后面带出的句子则是用来解释某一件事情的原因。同样都是跟原因有关，但当它们被使用在 that's why 跟 that's because 的时候呢，前后子句的因果关系就会产生微妙的变化。简单的来说， that's why 后接的句子表达的是一种结果，用来补充说明或者是强调前面那一句话所提及的原因。例如说， It is cold outside, that's why I put on my coat. 外面天气很冷这个状况是我穿上外套的原因，属于前因后果。因此整句话就可以改成 It is cold outside, so I put on my coat. 意思是完全一样的哦。至于另外一个 That's because, 后面所接上的附属子句所表达是原因，又来强调或者是补充说明前面那句话所产生的结果。例如 Eric had a serious car accident. That's because he was drunk. Eric had a serious car accident. That's because he was drunk.Eric 发生严重的车祸，这件事情是他喝醉酒的结果，是属于前果后因。因此整句话就可以改成 Eric had a serious car accident because he was drunk. 这时候你就可以发现 That's because 在整个句子当中其实只是一种强调的作用罢了，它就跟等于跟 because 是一样的。任何一种因果关系句的表达其实都是一体两面的概念，只要逻辑正确了就能够造出简洁又文雅的句子。例如I went to bed late last night. I overslept this morning. I went to bed late last night. I overslept this morning. 这两句话你可以很明显的看得出来，前面那句话是因，后面那句话是果。因此当你用 that's why 跟 that's because 来做连接的时候呢，就可以分别改成 I went to bed late last night. That is why I overslept this morning. 或者把它整个反过来 I overslept this morning.That's because I went to bed late last night. 两句话的意思是完全一样的哦。大家是不是都被 that's why 跟 that's because 搞得眼花缭乱了呢？其实大家只要记得 that's why 是前因后果，而 that's because 是前果后因，这样子就不会被搞混咯。英文快一通，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Okay, let's get back to the article、
sure.
now. His cute face...makes him one of the most popular characters in Japan and Taiwan.
对啊，拉拉熊在台湾和日本人气都超旺的。其实我个人也很喜欢他，因为他很疗愈系，心情不好的时候看到他就会很开心。不知道大家是不是也跟我一样呢？接着文章又说了什么呢？Let's continue with our lesson.
Okay, the article goes on to explain where Rilakkuma came from.
Okay.
Or how he was thought of. Okay.
Sounds interesting.
Rilakkuma's story is this. Mm-hmm. Kaoru is an average office lady in Japan.
好，所以现在要介绍拉拉熊的故事了。Kaoru 小薰是日本平凡的上班族女性 office lady。也就是俗称的 OL， 这边看到 average A-V-E-R-A-G-E 形容词表示一般的、普通的。
One day, Rilakkuma and his friends suddenly appeared in her apartment.
某天啊，拉拉熊和他的朋友就这样突然出现在小薰的公寓里。什么？我也要拉拉熊，请你赶快出现在我的公寓里。好啦。这里看到今天最后一个单字 suddenly. What does it mean, Jeffrey?
Well, if something happens suddenly,、mm-hmm. it happens quickly and unexpectedly.
That's right.
You don't expect it. You don't think it's going to happen.、Mm-hmm. So this can happen with the weather a lot outside.、
Sure.
For example, the sky suddenly turned clear and blue after hours of heavy rain. Okay?The sky suddenly turned clear and blue after hours of heavy rain.
That's right. Suddenly 是副词，表示突然的、意外的。例句是说呢，天空在降下数小时的大雨后，突然转为晴朗蔚蓝。那拉拉熊突然出现在小薰的公寓里之后呢？小薰有吓到吗？有打电话给动保团体吗？如果有熊突然出现在我家，我可能会吓到休克哦。不过，如果是拉拉熊，就另当别论啦。What happened next?
From that day on, they bring happiness to Kaoru's life. Yeah, it's really great of them to do that. And make her laugh every day.
Well, that's really sweet. From that day on, 就是从那天起。拉拉熊和他的朋友们每天都带给小薰欢乐跟欢笑。这边注意一下哦 ，make 是实义动词， 后面要接受词，再加上原形动词哦。就像文章的句子一样 ，make her laugh， 不是 make her to laugh。OK。
So we have the phrase from that day on.
That's right.
And that means after that day.、Mm. Every day after that day.
对啊，所以 from that day on， 简单来说，其实就是 after that day， 在那天之后。Well, let's go to our wrap up, okay?
All right, let's go right now.
So, Jeffrey, I have a question for you.、
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn from today?
Well, I learned exactly how Rila Kuma got his name.、
Mm.
It's a combination of the word relax、
That's right.
and Kuma, which、mm-hmm. means bear in Japanese.
That's right. Rila Kuma 的名字是从日文的 relax 跟 bear 而来的。What else did you learn?
Well, I learned a little about his story,、
mm-hmm.
that he suddenly appeared、to make a woman happy.
That's right.、
Yeah.
他的故事就是他有一天突然出现在小薰的公寓里。So, can we just review our four words from today?
Sure, let's do that. First, we saw super.
Super.
S-U-P-E-R.
That's right.
And this means especially. And、mm. Rila Kuma is super.Cute or kawaii, right.
How about the second word?
The second word was word. And、mm. words are what we use to make sentences and language.
That's right. How about the third?
The third one is lazy.
Lazy.
Now, lazy is when you don't want to do anything hard. You have、
That's、
no、
right.
energy. I feel lazy when I eat a really big meal.
Me too.
Okay, I don't want to move after that.
Okay, how about the last?
Finally, we had suddenly.、
Mm-hmm.
And something that happens suddenly、
mm-hmm.
happens quickly, and it's something you don't expect to happen.
That's right. 是的，同学们，今天的课程有没有让你收获很多呢？除了学到拉拉熊的名字由来，还有它的故事，还有以上的四个单字，记得回家要多复习哦。I think that's all for today's lesson.
Right.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
英文小聚会
May I ask what this is about, please?
May I ask what this is about, please?
Hello, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。这个星期我们学到好多居家生活的电话用语哦。同学们有没有学起来而且多加练习呢？今天我们要介绍的是当你接到电话而且对方也表达了他是谁以后接下来你可以问对方什么呢没错就是请问有何贵事啦今天要介绍的句子就是 May I ask what this is about? May I ask what this is about? 意思就是可以请问有什么事吗我们很常听到 May I 开头的问句当你要询问对方我这么做可以吗May I 就是一种很有礼貌的讲法哦。例如 ,May I come in? 我可以进来吗 ?May I have your name? 我可以请问贵姓大名吗都是同样的用法。再来我们在今天的句子中可以看到句子是由两个部分所组成。第一个是 ,May I ask? 第二个就是 ,What this is about? 其实 ,What this is about 本来也是一个问句。原本的问句是What is this about? 意思是说这是关于什么呢所以两个部分合起来 May I ask what this is about? 按照字面上的意思就是说我可以请问这是关于什么事吗最后我们再来整句复习一下 May I ask what this is about? 可以请问有什么事吗让我们再复习一次今天的例句 A Plus 小聚会我们下次见 Bye
May I ask what this is about please?
May I ask what this is about, please?
Rila Kuma.
He's adorable, soft, and of course, super kawaii. It's Rila Kuma, the lazy and cute bear. His name comes from the Japanese words for relax and bear. That's why Didakuma is often sleeping and eating. His cute face makes him one of the most popular characters in Japan and Taiwan. Didakuma's story is this. Kaoru is an average office lady in Japan. One day, Didakuma and his friends suddenly appeared in her apartment. From that day on, they bring happiness to Kaoru's life and make her laugh every day.
Super. Super. The boys were super hungry and quickly finished their meals. The boys were super hungry and quickly finished their meals. Lazy. Lazy. I become lazy on rainy days and don't want to do anything. I become lazy on rainy days and don't want to do anything. Word. Word. My baby cousin's first word was mama. My baby cousin's first word was mama. Suddenly. Suddenly. The sky suddenly turned clear and blue after hours of heavy rain. The sky suddenly turned clear and blue after hours of heavy rain.